You are listening to ebuzz.com. Muhammad Rasulullah
alayhi salatullah. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. والصلاة والسلام على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين وبعد فقد قال جل وعلا في كتابه المجيد وفرقانه الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ألم يجدك يتيما فآوى ووجدك ضالا فهدى ووجدك عائلا فأغنى فأما اليتيم فلا تقهر وأما السائل فلا تنهر وأما بنعمة ربك فحدث. وقال النبي صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم من أحب لله وأبغض لله وأعطى لله ومنع لله فقد استكمل الإيمان أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Honorable scholars, respected brothers, elders, mothers and sisters, amongst the billions of people who benefited from the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which history has adequately documented, but unfortunately you and I have not adequately familiarized ourselves with, has been the nursing mother of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Humanity continues to benefit from the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we speak, we relate, we discuss. But one person that we often tend to forget, whose life turned miraculously after meeting the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, not meeting him as a prophet at the pinnacle of prophethood, but meeting him as an infant, as a child. Her life before being introduced to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and her life there onwards is two different chapters of history. And it bears testimony to the fact, which was the common principle of the pious predecessors, من أصلح فيما بينه وبين ربه أصلح الله فيما بينه وبين خلقه. That if a person will rectify his relation with his creator, then Allah will rectify all your relations with the entire creation. So if I solve my relation with my creator, then my creator will solve all my relations. So I'm having a marital problem. I'm not having, I'm just saying. I have no problems in my life, alhamdulillah. For example, hypothetically, a person is having a problem in his married life, employer, employee. One is to engage the situation individually. So I speak to my wife, I reason with my boss. But you know, I know, and we know you don't make progress. And one is, I see, where am I, where do I falter and where do I flaw in my relation with Allah? If I solve this relation, then I leave that to Allah. فَمِن ثَدْيَيْهَا الطَّاهِرَيْنِ رَضَعَ الْغُلَامُ السَّعِيدِ مُحَمَّدُ بْنُ عَبْدِ اللَّهِ صَلَوَاتُ اللَّهِ وَسَلَامُهُ عَلَيْهِ. It was from the chest of this woman that the greatest human was nursed and suckled. وَمِن فَصَاحَتِهَا وَفَصَاحَةِ قَوْمِهَا نَهَلَ فَكَانَ مِنْ أَبْيَنِ الْأَنْبِيَاءِ كَلَامًا وَمِنْ أَفْسَحِ الْفُسَحَاءِ نُطْقًا. And it was in her environment where the Prophet ﷺ acquired the skills of speech, and undoubtedly he was the most profound orator and he was the most eloquent human. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu one day said, O Prophet of Allah, you're very eloquent. He said, after all, I grew up in the tribe of Halima Sa'diyah. After all, I'm a graduate of Oxford. After all, I grew up in the environment of Halima Sa'diyah radiallahu anha. وَمِن فَصَاحَتِهَا وَفَصَاحَةِ قَوْمِهَا نَهَلْ فَكَانَ مِنْ أَبْيَنِ الْأَنْبِيَاءِ كَلَامًا. I just want you to hear her life before meeting the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and there onwards. You know your problems, I know my problems. They are individual, they are collective, they are universal problems. Just look at how things turned rapidly in the life of this woman. She narrates her tale, and I say it as she has mentioned it, which is documented in the kitabs. خَرَجْتُ مِن مَنَازِلِنَا أَنَا وَزَوْجِي وَإِبْنٌ لَنَا صَغِيرٌ نَلْتَمِسُ الرُّضَعَاءَ فِي مَكَّةٍ. She said, I left from our location. This location was known as Shumaysiyah. Shumaysiyah, today if you are driving past it from Jeddah to Mecca, there are petrol pumps in this area. It is said that this place which forms the infancy of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We've never explored it, we've never visited it, we've never reflected over it. The greatest human's infancy was spent here. She says, we left from my town, from my locality. خَرَجْتُ مِن مَنَازِلِنَا أَنَا وَزَوْجِي, my husband, whose name was Harith. But he was known as Abu Kabsha. He was better known as Abu Kabsha. Those students that are studying in Bukhari Sharif in the very first chapter, when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's letter came to Hiraql, and then he called Abu Sufyan, and he asked him regarding the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And that's also a topic to be discussed. Abu Sufyan at that time was not a Muslim. And he says, I was passionate to paint a hostile image of the Muslims. Abu Sufyan was not a Muslim. He was asked regarding the integrity of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But again, the Arab of that time, honesty was his life. So he said, either I lie and I poison the mind of the king against the Muslims, but then I have to suffer the stigma of a liar which I'm not ready to live with. I cannot live with the stigma of a liar. And he had to answer, the questions were quite clear, the answers were quite explicit. But he says, I was waiting to infiltrate. So then the question was asked, has the Prophet ﷺ ever deceived you? Now they enjoyed a relation of over a decade. If you know a person for over a decade and he hasn't deceived you, the answer is no. If you know him for one day, you say, it's too little for me to speak. Abu Sufyan said, I seen a leeway and I seen an opening, and I said, let me infiltrate negativity here. So I said, the Muslims haven't yet deceived, we don't know what the future holds. The Muslims have not yet deceived, we don't know what the future holds. He said, that was the maximum I could infiltrate. But be it as it may. He spoke, Abu Sufyan responded. When the dialogue was over, Hiraql made a remark. He said, لَقَدْ أَمِرَ. Abu Sufyan made a remark. As he came out of the court, he said, لَقَدْ أَمِرَ أَمْرُ بْنُ أَبِي كَبْشَ إِنَّهُ يَخَافُهُ مَلِكُ بَنِي الْأَصْفَرِ. That we thought the faith of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam would remain to the Arabian Peninsula, would be restricted to Hijaz, but his faith has well prospered, that I see even the emperors and the kings now are speaking about him. When he said this here, he did not refer to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam as Muhammad or Ahmed. He said, the son of Abu Kabsha. He said, لَقَدْ أَمِرَ أَمْرُ بْنُ أَبِي كَبْشَ. This is also important that we know the phrases with which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has been referred to in the hadith. One is obviously, he said, I am Hashir, I am Aqib, I am Mahi, I am Taha. Those are the words that appear in the hadith. But he is known as the son of Abu Kabsha, because Abu Kabsha, whose actual name was Harith, was the husband of Halima radiyallahu anha, the woman who suckled the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So anyway, she said, خَرَجْتُ مِن مَنَازِلِنَا, we left, myself, وَزَوْجِي, my husband, وَإِبْنٌ لَنَا صَغِيرٌ, and my little son, whose name was Abdullah. And she left behind her daughter by the name of Shima, and according to narration, she was of 5 years of age. Shima was the daughter she left behind. She took her son Abdullah, she took her husband Harith, and they left. أَنَا وَزَوْجِي وَإِبْنٌ لَنَا صَغِيرٌ نَلْتَمِسُ الرُّضَعَاءَ فِي مَكَّةِ. Searching for infants that we may suckle and that we may nurse. Now we know the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, for the first few days, he was nursed by a woman called Thuwaybah. Thuwaybah was the slave of Abu Lahab. And when Abu Lahab was informed that a son has been born at the house of your late brother Abdullah, he rejoiced. And he said, as a mark of joy, because you have brought the good news to me, I liberate you. We know that unfortunately when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam conveyed his message, then Abu Lahab vehemently opposed the message. But nonetheless, the fact that he rejoiced on the birth of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the narrations are clear that because of him rejoicing and liberating his slave as a mark of joy on the birth, on every Monday his torment is reduced in Jahannam. This is mentioned clearly in the narrations, simply because he rejoiced over the birth of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So for the first few days he was suckled by Thuwaybah. And it was customary amongst the Arabs, on the 8th day the child would be given to a nursing woman on the outskirts of the town, where the climate was better, the language was preserved. So anyway, she said, we left.
وكان معنا نسوة من قومي قد خرجنا لمثل ما خرجت إليه. She says, I wasn't the only one. It was a group of women. We left collectively. We left from our town, from our locality, all coming to Mecca, hoping that we can find a wealthy infant, where obviously it will secure some financial returns for us. وَكَانَ ذَلِكَ فِي سَنَةٍ قَاحِلَةٍ مُجْدِبَةٍ أَيْبَسَتِ الزَّرْعَ وَأَهْلَكَتِ الزَّرْعَ فَلَمْ تُبْقِ لَنَا شَيْئًا. She said, let me remind you, this was a year where there was absolute drought, there was absolute famine, there was no water, there was no grain, there was nothing. So there was an economic crisis. So one is my personal problems, we had nothing. Then there was a general economic crisis. Not to speak of the conveyances we rode. وَكَانَ مَعَنَا دَبَّتَانِ عَجْفَوَانِ مُسِنَّتَانِ لَا تَرْشَحَانِ بِقَطْرَةٍ مِنْ لَبَنِ. We had two conveyances. One was a donkey and one was a camel. Both were thin, lean, weak. We barely got milk from the camel. Now, you know, those of you, many of you perhaps come from Malawi or Africa, you will know the road is in a bad state, but if you drive a 4x4, it gives you a smooth drive. You can't perhaps solve the road, but if you have a better vehicle, it relatively calms it down. You know, they say the potholes, they are so bad, you feel it in the air. No offense to anybody coming. I'm also from Africa, my brother. But South Africa is not so bad. Anyway, so one was there was an economic crisis. Our conveyance was so bad, lean, weak. وَكَانَ مَعَنَا دَبَّتَانِ عَجْفَوَانِ مُسِنَّتَانِ. We had two thin, lean, weak. لَا تَرْشَحَانِ بِقَطْرَةٍ مِنْ لَبَنْ. We couldn't get a drop of milk from that camel. فَرَكِبْتُ أَنَا وَغُلَامِي الصَّغِيرِ إِحْدَاهُمَا. Myself and my little child, we mounted onto the donkey. أَمَّا زَوْجِي فَرَكِبَ الْأُخْرَى. My husband mounted onto the camel. وَكَانَتْ نَاقَتُهُ أَكْبَرَ سِنًّا وَأَشَدَّ هَزَالًا. His camel was more thin and it was more sluggish. This is the condition. I left my daughter alone. My son is with me. We own nothing. There's an economic crisis. There is a drought. There is famine. We're moving on our simple, slow, sluggish conveyance. وَكُنَّا وَاللَّهِ مَا نَنَامُ لَحْظَةً فِي لَيْلِنَا كُلِّهِ لِشِدَّةِ بُكَاءِ طِفْلِنَا مِنَ الْجُوعِ إِذْ لَمْ يَكُنْ فِي ثَدْيِ مَا يُغْنِيهِ وَلَمْ يَكُنْ فِي ذِرْعِ نَاقَتِنَا مَا يُغَذِّيهِ. And throughout the journey, we did not sleep for a wink, simply because Halima said, there was no milk in my chest that I could nourish this child. There was no milk in the udders of the camel that we could soothe this child. Now you know, we're traveling in comfort, in business class, and a child that's crying, not because he's hungry. Our child cried because of hunger. لِشِدَّةِ بُكَاءِ طِفْلِنَا مِنَ الْجُوءِ. A child is crying because at that altitude and the child's ears, it can upset the entire cabin. Now, just a month ago, I was flying back from Canada. So, alhamdulillah, courtesy of one brother, Allah reward him, he upgraded me to business class. I made so my Allah upgrade him in Jannah also. So, anyway, I was given a seat in the front of the cabin in business class, fully reclining seat and whatever comes with it. So, one of the air hostess cabin crew came and said, sir, would you mind taking a seat in the rear, please? Three of us. I said, I'm fine. My wife is not with me. I don't mind as long as I'm within business class. So the person behind me said, no, refuse. Say, you want to sit here. I said, no, like, what's happening here? Because that person realized that they're clearing the place for a child to come in front. Parents traveling with the baby. And if that baby is there, then their sleep is in jeopardy. Their sleep is in jeopardy because the cot gets attached to the front section. And then obviously they're in the next row, so they're telling me, decline. No, say, no, you don't want to. So traveling in business class, in absolute comfort, in luxury, one child that cries can upset the journey, can disrupt the comfort. Yeah, we're saying it's extreme heat. The conveyance is sluggish. The child is crying. It's compounding the problems. وَكُنَّا وَاللَّهِ مَا نَنَامُ لَحْظَةً فِي لَيْلِنَا كُلِّهِ لِشِدَّةِ بُكَاءِ طِفْلِنَا مِنَ الْجُوعِ إِذْ لَمْ يَكُنْ فِي ثَدْيِ مَا يُغْنِيهِ وَلَمْ يَكُنْ فِي ذِرْعِ نَاقَتِنَا مَا يُغَذِّيهِ وَلَقَدْ أَبْطَأْنَا بِالرَّكْبِ بِسَبَبِ هُزَالِ أَتَانِنَا. She says, we're moving with the whole group. My camel is the slowest. Our conveyance is the most sluggish. In the end, the remaining members of our tribe could not sustain moving with our slow pace. They abandoned us and they went away. We were isolated and alienated from the whole community. Nothing in the life of Halima was working out. Her life was in shattered. Everything in her life was not in order. Her child, hunger, poverty, animals, you name it. You know, they say the tunnel is darkening, the night is getting deeper and deeper. It's not raining, it's pouring. Just one after the other. فَلَمَّا بَلَغْنَا مَكَّةَ Finally we get to Mecca. I thought the time came, we can sigh with relief. وَبَحَثْنَا عَنِ الرُّبَعَى And we start the search. It's not like today, you know, if you're searching, you just Google it. You know, just go online, Google it. By the time you get there, all measures are in place. Bookings have been finalized. Finances has been exchanged. Here's my reference number, please. Where's my hotel? And you know what? Everything is online. There's no Google in it. فَلَمَّا بَلَغْنَا مَكَّةَ وَبَحَثْنَا عَنِ الرُّضَعَى We start our search. وَقَعْتُ فِي أَمْرٍ لَمْ يَكُنْ بِالْحُسْبَانِ I'm gripped in a crisis least anticipated, hence I wasn't mentally prepared. وَذَلِكَ أَنَّهُ لَمْ تَبْقَ إِمْرَأَةٌ إِلَّا وَعُرِضَ عَلَيْهَا الْغُلَامُ الصَّغِيرِ As we came there, every one of us passionate, we're looking for an affluent family, we're looking for a wealthy family. So obviously we're having this picture in our mind, this glamorous picture, finance, and it will multiply and the rest of it. But we all are presented with a little child. An infant. فَكُنَّا نَأْبَى We all politely declined. وَكُنَّا نَقُول And we said, مَا عَسَىٰ أَن تَنْفَعَنَا أُمُّ صَبِيٍّ لَا أَبَ لَهُ What is a mother going to do who has no husband? What is a child going to secure who has no father? وَمَا عَسَىٰ أَن يَسْنَعَ لَنَا جَدُّهُ And even if his grandfather gives, how much will he give? Even if he gives, how much will he give? So we said, no. Sorry. Pass Muhammad on somewhere else. Before I go ahead, let me remind you. Today my Nabi is not an orphan, but wallah, his deen is an orphan. And just as he was rotated by those women and they declined, I swear by Allah, his deen has been rotated and today you and I are declining. And we say, no, this deen is an orphan. What is it going to secure for me? How much can it give me? Give me a more glamorous picture. So we said, no, move him aside. ثُمَّ إِنَّهُ لَمْ يَمْضِ عَلَيْنَا غَيْرُ يَوْمَيْنِ حَتَّى ظَفِرَتْ كُلُّ امْرَأَةٍ مِنَّا بِوَاحِدٍ مِنَ الرُّضَعَاءِ Anyway, for others things materialized for me not. By the next second morning, every woman had a bouncing baby in her hand. And you know, women when they got something, then they know how to show also. Woman get offended, she's so nasty, she couldn't even say, I look pretty. That's the sensitivity of woman. That they become personal about this year. So every woman has a bouncing baby and finances are in place, families are introduced, measures are adopted, things are all secured. She says, I'm the only one. لَمْ يَمْضِ عَلَيْنَا غَيْرُ يَوْمَيْنِ حَتَّى ظَفِرَتْ كُلُّ امْرَأَةٍ بِوَاحِدٍ مِنَ الرُّضَعَاءِ أَمَّا أَنَا فَلَمْ أَظْفَرْ بِوَاحِدٍ Halima said, there goes my problem one step further. I don't find a child. فَلَمَّا أَزْمَعْنَا الرَّحِيلِ Time to return. قُلْتُ لِزَوْجِي إِنِّي لَأَكْرَهُ أَنْ أَرْجِعَ إِلَى مَنَازِلِنَا وَأَلْقَى بَنِي قَوْمِنَا خَاوِيَةَ الْوِفَاضِ دُونَ أَنْ أَخَذَ رَضِيعًا فَلَيْسَ فِي صُوَيْحِبَاتِ إِمْرَأَةٌ إِلَّا وَمَعَهَا رَضِيعٌ I told my husband, I said, you know what? Now we don't have much time with us. They're all going back. They all have a child. We don't have. وَاللَّهِ لَأَذْهَبَنَّ إِلَىٰ ذَلِكَ الْيَتِيمِ وَلَآخُدَنَّهُ I swear by Allah, I found nothing. I'm going back to that woman, Amina, and I'm taking this orphan Muhammad, because listen, we're not winning here with anyone else. Wallah, it was the utterance of that statement that turned the destiny of this woman differently. Nay, history changed. History changed. Now the difference here, when she said this, the husband supported the mission. He said, لا بأس عليك. Go for it. خذيه. عسى أن يجعل الله لنا فيه خيرا كثيرا. Who knows, we might strike luck and we might pick up the bundle of joy that we're looking for, and in that Allah has kept what we're searching for. What did the Prophet ﷺ said? When a morsel falls, pick it up. إِنَّكُمْ لَا تَدْرُونَ فِي أَيِّ تُعَامِكُمُ الْبَرْكَةِ Perhaps the food you consumed was devoid of barakah. And the mussel that had fallen has all the barakat in it. So don't say, I ate and it's done. Because the barakat could well be in the remaining mussel. إِنَّكُمْ لَا تَدْرُونَ فِي أَيِّ طَعَامِكُمُ الْبَرْكَةِ You don't know which mussel carries the barakah. You see, when Pharaoh was sitting on the side of the river Nile with his wife, كَانَ يَتَنَزَّهُ عَلَى شَاطِئِ النِّيلِ And then comes the sunduq in which was Musa alayhi salam, the Prophet Moses, peace be upon him. تَلْعَبُ بِهِ أَمْوَاجُ النِّيلِ And the waves of the water very calmly float in this box. And Pharaoh's gaze falls on this and he said, إِلَيْكَ هَذَا الصُّنْدُوقُ Bring that to me now. And as it was brought and it was opened up, subhanallah, look at the system of Allah. When a minor travels, unattended minors, then we care for them, we hand them over to the cabin crew, there's a section to attend to them. And we get our friends or our relatives to come and receive them. Here the minor Musa is floating. Allah consoles the mother of Musa. Don't fear, I told my enemy to come and receive him. That's the words of the Quran. I told my dushman to come meet him. I'll quote the verses of the Quran. وَأَلْقَيْتُ عَلَيْكَ مَحَبَّةً مِّنِّي وَلِتُصْنَعَ عَلَى عَيْنِي أي وَلِتُرَبَّ عَلَى حِفْظَتِي As you were sailing, يَأْخُذُهُ عَدُوٌ لِي وَعَدُوٌ لَا Don't worry, oh the mother of Musa, I got my enemy, I spoke to him to come and fetch Musa. Who's coming to receive him at the airport? Not a friend, the enemy of Allah. Allah says, what was the measure of protection? Allah said, I cast my beauty on you, O Musa. You became so beautiful that anybody looked at you was captured by your beauty. A child is innocent, any child. And that child's innocence ends at puberty. Can you imagine the innocence of a Nabi who doesn't end at puberty, it only increases. A Nabi's ma'sumiyyah doesn't end. This child looks so beautiful now, he's innocent. And when he matures, he looks wicked. Some of them become like monsters, Allah forbid. And you cannot marry the two, that innocent, sweet, cuddly, obliging child, and now he's all spiked up. A Nabi at puberty doesn't end. It only increases. When she seen the child, Pharaoh said, he's the one that's going to kill me. Asya, the wife, said, لا تقتلوا عسى أن ينفعنا أو نتخذه ولدا Don't kill him, perhaps he'll benefit us. When she said this here, Pharaoh arrogantly said, maybe he'll benefit you, but not me. The scholars of Tafsir write, it was this very utterance of the Pharaoh in the infancy of Musa that denied him when this child grew up. Truly he benefited the wife of Pharaoh and Pharaoh remained deprived from the nabuwat of this child. But when Halima said, let me go pick up this orphan, then her husband supported him, supported her and said, pick him up, maybe you'll benefit and I'll benefit. So history bears testimony, they both benefited. Their dunya also as well as their deen. Pharaoh said, you'll benefit, not me. So she benefited and how also? وضرب الله مثلا للذين آمنوا امرأة فرعون إذ قالت رب ابن لي عندك بيتا في الجنة وفرعون ذي الأوتاد The Quran says the torment of Pharaoh was أوتاد is nails, wattad. He would literally crucify you, knock nails through your hands. That was the torment he would subject someone to. Such a gruesome torment. But she had seen something and she said, Allah, I have accepted the faith of Musa. So anyway, Harith, the wife of Halima, said, I'm with you all the way, you go. So she goes. She comes to Amina radiallahu anha and she says, I will take the child. And at that time she says, let me be very clear. Wallahi ma hamalani ala akhdihi illa anni lam ajid ghulaman siwa. I took him as a last option because I found nothing else. Today, my brother, someone might tell you, and reluctantly you are veiling your woman, and reluctantly you are abandoning interest. But when you will taste the benefit of interest, you won't want to eat at the house of someone that eats interest. Never mind, eat it yourself. Today it might be a last option. Okay, just to appease you, I'll do it. Anyway, she says, this is where things turn different. So just to recap, there's an economic crisis. Her daughter is left alone. The conveyances are sluggish. She hasn't slept. The child is hungry. Everybody else finds a wealthy child. We can just go and count it and count it, and it continues and continues. Nothing in essence in the life of this woman is in order. She picks this child up. رَجَعْتُ بِهِ إِلَىٰ رَحْلِي. I returned to the group where we were. وَضَعْتُهُ فِي حِجْرِي. I placed him in my lap. I cried when I was reading this year. I said, Halima, may my parents be sacrificed for you. You held my Nabi in your arms. You held him in your lap. What a privilege. What an honor. Words cannot possibly capture it. The vocabulary of any language is shallow. Imagine a mother with a first child. What's her passion? You're carrying the greatest human that the planet and the earth has seen. وَضَعْتُ بِهِ إِلَىٰ حِجْرِي أَلْقَمْتُهُ ثَدْيِي. I latched him onto my chest. My child was deprived of milk. I bring somebody else's child. أَلْقَمْتُهُ ثَدْيِي. I latched him on. فَدَرَّ عَلَيْهِ مِنَ اللَّبَنِ مَا شَاءَ اللَّهُ أَن يُدِرَّ بَعْدَ أَن كَانَ خَاوِيًا خَالِيًا. Halima says, don't ask me what happened and where it happened. I barely latched him and there was a gush of milk in my chest. Your life is empty. Latch the deen of my Nabi to your bosom. There will be a gush of barakat in your life. It will happen how milk came to Halima. She didn't take fertility pills. She didn't take milk tablets to stimulate milk, to create this hormone. She only put him on. She says, فَدَرَّ عَلَيْهِ مِنَ اللَّبَنِ مَا شَاءَ اللَّهُ أَن يُدِرَّ بَعْدَ أَن كَانَ خَاوِيًا خَالِيًا. There was an instant divine gush. فَشَرِبَ الْغُلَامُ حَتَّى رَوِيًا. This child drank till he was saturated. Generally, when the second child comes, the first one gets deprived. Halima said, this orphan came, my child that was deprived, now he got milk. When the second one comes, the first one is shunned. Today my Nabi is not an orphan. Alam yajidka yateeman fa'awa. Alam yajidka yateeman fa'awa. Wa wajadaka dhalan fahada. Did we not find you as an orphan, but we sheltered you? We found you unaware, we guided you. We found you dependent, we enriched you. فَأَمَّا الْيَتِيمَ فَلَا تَقْهَرْ. We ask of you to display the same character. Don't snub the orphan, don't shun the beggar. Today his deen is an orphan. ثُمَّ شَرِبَ أَخُوهُ حَتَّى رَوِيَا. Then his brother drank, meaning my son Abdullah, till he was saturated. فَنَامَا. They slept. They slept, we could sleep. Whole journey we didn't sleep. After having a good nap, حانت من زوجي التفاتة إلى ناقتنا المسنة العجفاء. My husband opens his eyes and his gaze falls on our thin, lean, weak camel. فإذا ضرعها حافلان ممتلئان. Suddenly to his utter surprise, the udders are brimming with milk. Have you ever seen gas fill up without you filling? Yeah, you fill up and you go down. So direct opposite. One brother, we were traveling. So now the petrol was about to end off, you know. It's right by the E. I said, Sheikh, fill up. He says, Marana, relax. E means enough. I said, well, then F means finish. He looked at it's brimming. قام إليها دهشا وهو لا يصدق عينيه. He couldn't believe what he saw. Allah will give you barakat in your life. Allah will unite you with your wife. Allah will give you happiness in your children. It will be happen divine. It will happen instant. It will happen sudden. How it will happen, like how Allah did here. He didn't take the animal to graze it in this pasture and eat this grass. He said, all I did was I latched this child on, milk in my chest, milk in the udders of the camel. فَحَلَبَ وَشَرِبَ My husband milked and he drank. ثُمَّ حَلَبَ لِي Then he milked for me. فَشَرِبْتُ Then I drank. فَبِتْنَا فِي خَيْرِ لَيْلَةٍ She said, we then had the most peaceful sleep we ever had in our life since marriage. Who said the first night will be the happiest night? The happiest night will be when Allah decides. And Allah will give it when you decide to obey Him. ثُمَّ أَنزَلَ عَلَيْكُم مِّن بَعْدِ الْغَمِّ أَمَنَةً نُعَاسًا يَغْشَى طَائِفَةً مِّنْكُمْ وَطَائِفَةٌ قَدْ أَهَمَّتْهُمْ In the battle of Uhud, the rumor was circulated of the assassination of the Prophet ﷺ to signal a psychological defeat in the ranks of the Muslims. Can you imagine the panic in the ranks of the Muslims? And in the midst of that, while this has been circulated, that the Prophet ﷺ has been killed and assassinated, Allah Ta'ala causes sleep and slumber to come upon them. Abu Talha says, I'm looking at the enemy and I'm falling off to sleep. In the midst of the year, he's sleeping in Holiday Inn and he's taking tablets and he's tossing. And yeah, in the midst of the battle, Allah gave them sleep. That is why Ibn Mas'ud said, sleep in battle is from Allah, sleep in Salah is from the devil. We get it in Salah. That is from the devil. That is not from Allah. Allah can give sleep to a person in the midst of the battle. Imagine, such a hostile environment, which is not conducive to comfort, to ease. They say insomnia is what a condition growing in the world. The mind needs to be relaxed, the body needs to be calm. Tranquilizers, sleeping pills. فَبِتْنَا فِي خَيْرِ لَيْلَةٍ We had the most peaceful sleep in our entire life. فَلَمَّا أَصْبَحْنَا We spent the night day in Makkah. قَالَ لِي زَوْجِي My husband told me, أَتَدْرِينَ يَا حَلِيمَةُ أَنَّكِ قَدْ ظَفَرْتِ بِطِفْلٍ مُبَارَكٍ In the morning, my husband said, Halima, you know what, my darling? I think you struck a luck there. لَقَدْ ظَفَرْتِ بِطِفْلٍ مُبَارَكٍ قُلْتُ إِنَّهُ لَكَ ذَلِكَ I said, yeah, it looks like this. وَإِنِّي لَأَرْجُو مِنْهُ خَيْرًا كَثِيرًا And I think this is really the beginning that actually is yet to come. I think this is the beginning. Anyway, now all eyes are popping out, all the other ones, oh, okay, Halima, what's happening? Anyway, we decide to leave Makkah. فَلَمَّا خَرَجْنَا مِن مَكَّةَ As we leave, رَكِبْتُ أَتَانَا الْمُسِنَّةَ I mount onto our old, slow, sluggish donkey. وَحَمَلْتُهُ مَعِي عَلَيْهَا And I told my husband, I'm keeping this baby with me. You keep our child. تَمَيْنَا هَجُوْ I keep this one with me. Yes, yesterday she said I picked him because I had nothing else. She barely picked him, her mind changed. She said, now you look after our child, this child I don't leave. My sister, wallah, when you will don the hijab, you will not sacrifice it even before a medical practitioner. Because you will know in that hijab you are bonded with your Allah. There's something in that bond. She said, I put him with me. حَمَلْتُهُ مَعِي فَمَضَتْ نَشِيطًا تتقدم دواب القوم جميعا. I jumped on, put him on. There was a trot, there was a gallop, and this animal was sprinting. حتى ما يلحق بها أي من دوابهم. Nobody could come close. Everybody تمهلي يا ابنة أبي ذؤيب. Where you fill gas? V power. What are you using? تمهلي يا ابنة أبي ذؤيب. حليمة حليمة please slowly أليست هذه أتاناك المسنة التي خرجتم عليها Is this the same donkey on which you came riding قلت إنها لهي I said yes فيقولن والله إن لها لشأنا فوالله they all said look here it looks like something has happened حليمة said it's not me it's not the conveyance والله it's the passenger It's not me. I'm the same one. The animal is the same. It's the passenger. You see, we don't know from where it comes. One person came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and said, "O Prophet of Allah, I sit in your company and I acquire the knowledge of deen. My brother sits in your company and he acquires, and I'm earning and I'm providing and I'm sustaining. Is it fair that I'm constantly working and I'm providing and he's only studying?" The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "La'allaka turzaqu bihi." You're not providing for him because he is staying by me. That is why you are earning what you're earning. Don't think you working and he's learning. He's learning, that's why you earning. La'allaka turzaqu bihi. Your shop is seeing the barakat because your brother is working. Wallah, when you spending, you are not sustaining. You're not sustaining. It is because of that there's barakat.